Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Monsoon session of Parliament begins today. Government ready to discuss any issue in the House as per rules and tradition, says Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Assam government launches milk subsidy scheme to boost dairy sector in the state. Farmers to get subsidy of 5 rupees per litre. IMF says India becomes global leader in fast payments as UPI records 18.39 billion transactions in June this year. India's electronics exports jumped 47% in the first quarter of current fiscal. US, UAE and China emerge as top three destinations. India's Greco-Roman wrestlers Sumit Bag Silver and Anil Moore gets bronze at UWW ranking series in Budapest. And in chess, Koneru Hampi creates history by becoming first Indian woman to enter FIDE Women's World Cup semi-finals. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin today and will run until August 21 with 21 sittings. This is the first session after Operation Sindoor. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said key legislative and other business will be taken up. More from our correspondent.
During the session, 17 bills are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. Important legislation including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 will be taken up. The Bills of Lading Bill 2024, the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2024, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Indian Ports Bill 2025, the Income Tax Bill 2025 are also likely to be taken up for discussion. The government has said it is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. With Suparna Sekia, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting of both the Houses of Parliament to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Union Minister and leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that the government is prepared and ready to discuss any other important issue in the two houses as per rules of both houses.
हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले के लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिल करके हमको काम करना होगा आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन अच्छी तरह से रखना होगा हम पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज अलग अलग विचारधारा का हो सकता है मगर पार्लियामेंट का सदन अच्छी तरह से चले ये सबका जिम्मेदारी है अपोजिशन का भी जिम्मेदारी है और सरकार का भी जिम्मेदारी है
Leaders of different political parties expressed their views on various issues likely to be raised during the monsoon session and assured the government of providing full cooperation. Replying to a media query on the Justice Verma impeachment matter, Mr. Rijiju said the process will be undertaken together by all parties as it's not a move by the government alone. The motion for the removal of Justice Verma has already gathered significant backing from lawmakers. And the number of signatures of MPs for the motion has already crossed 100. Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi demanded Prime Minister Modi's statement on the floor of the House on Trump's claims, the Pahalgam terror attack and the special intensive revision in Bihar.
हम सदन के अंदर भारतीय सेना को एकजुट होकर हम अपना समर्थन दें, अपना धन्यवाद दें। लेकिन उसके पश्चात जो घटनाक्रम हुआ है, उसको लेकर प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी को इस विषय पर प्रकाश डालना बहुत जरूरी होगा, क्योंकि जो बयान आज अमेरिका के राष्ट्रपति से आ रहे हैं, वो कहीं न कहीं भारत की गरिमा, भारत की सेना की शौर्य पर सवाल उठाता है।
बीजेडी लीडर ससमित पात्रा सेड His party will raise the law and order situation and atrocities against women in Odisha during the session. In Bihar, the monsoon session of the state legislature will begin today. It'll go on till July 25 with 5 sittings scheduled. It'll be the last session of the 17th Bihar Assembly ahead of expected elections in October-November. The first supplementary budget demand for the current financial year will be tabled today. Over 10 legislative and amendment bills are expected to be introduced. The monsoon session of the Goa Legislative Assembly will also begin today and will continue until August 8. The government will introduce 16 bills in the Assembly and 15 private member resolutions will be discussed. The Assam government has launched a scheme to provide a subsidy of 5 rupees per litre of milk to farmers in a bid to boost the dairy sector in the state. More from our correspondent.
Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma speaking at the Bhumi Pujan program for doubling the processing capacity of a plant of West Assam Milk Producers Cooperative Union Limited at Guwahati informed that state government has formally rolled out the subsidy scheme for dairy farmers. He said that from now onwards, the dairy farmers will receive subsidy of rupees 5 per liter for the milk they give for processing at cooperative societies.
We are going to give rupees 5 against per liter of milk which is produced by our cooperatives. So that scheme will straightway benefit 20,000 farmers.
According to the Chief Minister, this scheme will encourage dairy farmers to increase production, boost their income and bring dairy revolution in the rural areas. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, says India leads the world in fast payments with the Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, recording 18.39 billion transactions in June this year. According to a recent IMF note titled Growing Retail Digital Payments, The Value of Interoperability, UPI has revolutionized India's payment ecosystem. More from our correspondent.
Launched in the year 2016 by the National Payments Corporation of India, UPI has revolutionized the country's payment ecosystem by enabling users to link multiple bank accounts to a single mobile app and make instant transactions with ease, IMF said. With 491 million users and 65 million merchants on board, UPI connects 675 banks through a single digital framework. This shift has taken India away from cash and card-based payments and pushed it towards a digital-first economy. Millions of individuals and small businesses now rely on UPI for safe and low-cost transactions. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India's electronics exports have surged by 47% in the first quarter of the current fiscal. More from our correspondent.
According to Commerce Ministry, US, UAE and China have emerged as top three export destinations for India's electronics sector during April to June quarter. The Netherlands and Germany are other major export destinations for the country's electronic exports. This geographical spread highlights India's growing integration into the global electronics supply chain and underscores the country's emergence as a credible alternative manufacturing hub in Asia. The data also showed that the US remains the dominant export destination for India's ready-made garments. The US is followed by UK, UAE, Germany, and Spain. These figures reflect India's continued competitiveness in the global apparel market. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On to weather news now. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Telangana, and Uttarakhand today. Monsoon activity has intensified in Himachal Pradesh. The Met Department has issued a warning of heavy to very heavy rainfall in the state until July 23. A report.
In Himachal Pradesh, intermittent rain has continued since last night in most regions, including the capital Shimla. The highest rainfall in the past 24 hours was recorded at Murari Devi in Mandi district with 58 millimeters. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 142 roads across the state are currently closed due to landslides. Since June 20th, rain-related incidents have claimed 125 lives in the state, injured 215 people, and 34 individuals are still missing. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in the next 24 hours for 7 districts, while a yellow alert for heavy rain has been issued for 3 other districts. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashvani News, Shimla.
Torrential rain has been continuing in various places of Uttarakhand since late last night. Our correspondent says that in view of the warning of the Meteorological Department, the administration has been instructed to remain alert.
Heavy rains have been occurring in the capital Dehradun, Bageshwar and Rudraprayag since early morning. The water level of the Saryu River has increased due to continuous rains in Bageshwar. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued an orange alert of heavy rain in Dehradun, Tehri, Pori, Nainital, Champawat and Udham Singh Nagar district and a yellow alert in the remaining districts for the next 12 hours. During this period, strong winds are expected to blow at a speed of 40 to 50 kilometers along with heavy rains in the state. In view of the warning of heavy rains, a holiday has been declared in the Anganwadi centers and schools of the capital, Dehradun today. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
A large number of Kavadiyas have reached Haridwar as the Kavad Yatra enters its final stage, with the city packed with devotees gathering to collect holy Ganga water for offering to Lord Shiva. The number of dark Kavadiyas, or those who return quickly after collecting water, is increasing, and police have implemented a traffic plan to manage the swelling crowds. From city roads to Har Ki Pauri, the entire area is filled with devotees and vehicles. Moving on to the world of sports, in FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025, Koneru Hampi created history by becoming the first ever Indian woman to reach the semi-finals in Batumi, Georgia. A report.
Koneru Hampi made history by defeating China's Song Yuxin in a thrilling quarterfinal clash, becoming the first Indian ever to reach the semi-finals of the tournament. Her incredible run now sets up a blockbuster showdown with the top seed China's Li Tingji in a much-anticipated semi-final showdown. Meanwhile, the all-Indian quarterfinal between Divya Deshmukh and Harika Dronavali heads into tie breaks today after both classical games ended in draws. The winner will join Hampi, Li and China's Tan Junggi. In wrestling, India wrapped up a strong campaign at ranking series in Budapest with 10 medals including 3 gold, 3 silver and 4 bronze. Sumit claimed silver in the 60kg Greco-Roman after going down to European champion Nihat Mamadli of Azerbaijan, while Anil Mohr secured bronze in the 55kg category by defeating Uzbekistan's Ikhtiyor Botirov. These results will boost India's seedings ahead of the World Wrestling Championship in Croatia this September. Over to squash, rising star Anahat Singh leads a 12-member Indian squad at the World Junior Squash Championship beginning today in Cairo, featuring 234 of the world's top under-19 players. With Mayur Jain, Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak Today, at 9:30 p.m., we'll bring an insightful discussion on adverse impact of junk food on health. During the program, the listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our experts related to the impact of junk food on health, healthy alternatives to junk food, and how to stay aware of unhealthy food. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444, 9:30 p.m. onwards. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 92-8909-4044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sanjay. The all-party meeting held ahead of the opening day of the monsoon session of Parliament today dominates the press. The Tribune writes, Centre willing to discuss all issues as opposition raises Trump claims Pahalgam, Bihar rolls. Taking note of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's forthcoming two-nation visit, the Hindustan Times states, PM to visit UK, Maldives, FTA and ties top agenda. In a front-page story, The Hindu writes, Kailash Mansarovar Yatra giving a new impetus to ties, says Chinese envoy. Highlighting the excellent efficacy in its pre-clinical stage of development, The Asian Age in a special story reports India's first malaria vaccine shows early promise. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Renu. That was a look at today's newspapers. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Monsoon session of Parliament begins today. Government ready to discuss any issue in the House as per rules and tradition, says Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Assam government launches milk subsidy scheme to boost dairy sector in the state. Farmers to get subsidy of 5 rupees per litre. IMF says India becomes global leader in fast payments as UPI records 18.39 billion transactions in June this year. India's electronics exports jumped 47% in the first quarter of current fiscal. US, UAE and China emerge as top three destinations. India's Greco-Roman wrestlers Sumit bagged silver and Anil Mohr gets bronze at UWW ranking series in Budapest. And in chess, Koneru Hampi creates history by becoming first Indian woman to enter FIDE Women's World Cup semi-finals. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.